opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's the face of the Eagles right now.
Ooh, good question. Saquon.
Over Howie Roseman?
I think, but Saquon's on the cover of Madden.
Oh, okay. I'm asking.
And over his podcast, I think, right, too?
Over his coach?
Over Sirianni, yeah. I think Saquon's a god in Philadelphia right now.
No doubt. I'm talking
I think it's him or Jalen, to be quite frankly.
Talking nationally.
Nationally, dude, I still think it's Saquon Barkley. Dude's getting drafted number one overall in fantasy leagues.
I don't know.
His stock right now is sky high.
I think when I think of the Eagles, I think of Howie first. Maybe you and I just look at it different.
I think so. And that's fine. You can take your guy, Howie Roseman. As you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HG1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. We have Anthony in San Rafael that wants to join in this face of the franchise conversation. He has a potential face of the franchise for the Giants.
Buster?
Anthony, good morning.
Yeah, let's
hear. Almost Spadoni and Chasky.
Hey, good morning, guys. So I think Logan Webb needs a little bit more respect. He has a good shot at Cy Young this year, and I think he's absolutely the face of the franchise. Just look at what he did to the Dodgers last time he started.
Yeah, but you think it's as simple as that? Just your starts against it? Because I kind of agree with Joe that I liken Logan a little bit personality-wise, more with like a Matt Cain, his style of pitching. It's not as sexy as, let's say, a Tim Lincecum.
Kind of like Brock Purdy.
Yeah, a little bit. But that's fine.
Almost understated.
What is your criteria for a face, I'll ask Anthony?
Well, I think it's the best player on the team. And I think Logan Webb's the best player on the team.
Okay, hey, fair enough. That's a great answer. You know what? I don't think it always has to be the best player on the team to be the face, as we're talking about right now. It could be a franchise, you know, executive, quite frankly. Hell, it could be an owner. Jerry Jones is the face of the Dallas Cowboys.
100%.
It could be an owner. Hell,
or it could be Dak, and Dak's not their best player.
No, exactly. It could just be the quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys. Like, was Troy Aikman ever their best player on the Cowboys?
No.
He was one of the. He was like the face, though. Like, it's synonymous with them, or is Emmitt Smith, Michael Irvin. I mean, they had so many players on
the
team. I mean, they were stacked.
Well, and right? Jimmy Johnson was the face.
Right?
Jimmy Johnson was the face that I associate with the early 90s.
There you go. So
more than Jerry, even.
Anthony's saying Logan Webb is the best player. By the way, we got this or that coming up, this or that, 888-957-9570. It's the fastest growing segment in sports radio history, and here on 95.7 The Game. It's going to be a question. It could be sports related. It could be non-sports related. It's going to be one or the other. And that segment is about you, the people. Sam Lumman, you got something?
Yeah, no, just we're talking about, you know, the factors that determine what a face of the franchise is. Do you put more weight in a guy being a homegrown player becoming a face of the franchise? Or do you believe that, you know, it can be a free agent coming in and assuming that title?
It matters. I go immediately, as you say that, to Kevin Durant, Stephen Curry. That's exactly what I think.
Well, Steph's still the face at that time, or was it still, KD?
No, it was Steph, but KD was their best player.
Well, yeah, but Steph was the face, and he was homegrown, though. So that's the thing.
Do you want
to be a homegrown player? So I think that's kind of why, with Anthony's point with Logan Webb, like, Logan Webb is the homegrown guy of the core right now. so do Giants fans kind of gravitate more towards Logan Webb as the face? Because recall, you know, the Giants' entire history, the face of the franchise has always been a homegrown player.
No.
Other than Barry Bonds, who grew up in the Giants clubhouse, which is a different kind of homegrown. So I just don't know if the homegrown aspect, does that matter in a face of the franchise? Or, you know, because like with the Dodgers, I think we could say their face is probably Shohei Ohtani, who was not a homegrown
player.
Steve
Young was not a guy drafted to the team.
No. And he was their face of the franchise for many years. Even though Jerry was the best player on the team.
Right. So
I know it's crazy to think about
now. It's a great question. No, it's a great question.
Steve Young was huge.
But to Sam's point, we do view it differently when you are getting traded over here and you weren't drafted here. I think the Bay Area in particular, we are very, very leery of letting go of our guys that we drafted.
And I hear you.
We do not like it.
But there's been...
Look at Clay Thompson. Yeah.
No, I know, but there has been seminal moments where... Those people have been. So, like, for example, David Lee. When he got traded over here, David Lee was the face of the Warriors for quite some time. Now, you could argue that's not good enough.
Right.
Which I would agree with, but he was. He was. He was the face.
Okay.
More so than Monte.
Okay. And I will go back to that Kevin Durant, Stephen Curry thing, because I think that is the greatest example of this. Kevin Durant, whether you agree or not, whether you thought he was too sensitive or not, but he never felt truly loved by the majority of the fan base. He just didn't feel that. Now, is that in his own mind that he wanted the same love as Steph? He was never going to get that. Like, so you were never going to get that same love of a guy that was drafted there, that won a championship there, that brought so much joy and enthusiasm, changed the game, quote unquote, right? Like, you were never going to get that. But I do kind of feel him on, like, hey, guys, like, I am the best player on this team. And I did win back-to-back finals MVPs. And I am the reason. I did come here to join this team. Like, maybe I do feel like I deserve a little bit more love than I'm getting right now. Is that...
He got love.
Did he, though?
Yes, he did.
People were kicking his ass on the way out and said, you know what?
Ooh, the internet?
Nope. Callers, the internet, doesn't matter. Fans I knew texted me, this is Warriors basketball when he is out. This is real Warriors
basketball. And how old were those people, 23?
They were fans. Doesn't matter
how old
they are.
Anyone who has a little bit of perspective... Anyone who has a little bit of perspective would have been like, the Kevin Durant era was one of the greatest eras that ever happened. And it's the most surreal thing of all time. If anything, it's like, thank you, Kevin, for everything. Like, I think it was a very loud, small segment of individuals who didn't like Kevin Durant. And they think they're weirdos, and I don't think they're real Warrior fans.
Well, they are the fans. I know they are, and they just felt some type of way about the guy. By the way, he's having a hard time finding, like, a trade partner, I guess, one Kevin Durant.
Oh, that's a shame.
Eggs on, like, egg avatars on the internet aren't, those are not real people. When you go to
the
game. They
have blue check marks, though, now.
Body bots.
When you go to the games, Kevin Durant was beloved. Okay? Like, it's just because you get a lot of phone calls doesn't mean that's how everyone feels.
We were talking about sports breakups. How do we not mention the elephant in the room? Jordan Poole. In the Golden State.
I think we mentioned that.
I brought him up.
You did? Okay, well, I think we glossed over it then. Yeah. Sorry, I apologize. That's probably the most recent example, like nasty example.
I think the Nick Wrights of the world and the Chris Broussards and the Skip Baylesses and the Kendrick Perkins diluted the reality of the local fan base adored Kevin Durant. I just completely push back on all that.
God, Joe, we're talking about all this, and it's coming to a head tomorrow between the Red Sox and the Giants. Like, I did not anticipate June 20th being a revenge series pertaining to the Boston Red Sox, an American League team, but here we are in a span of a week. Like, it's kind of crazy how all this has came out. A week ago, we were talking about this team coming off a high, trying to go for a sweep against the Rockies, right? Going into a massive series against the Dodgers, in a week later, you got Rafael Devers, and now we're looking at this series like, no, you got to be. Going into the series now, I'm looking at the Red Sox like I look at the Dodgers. You want to kick their ass for Rafi, right? If you're a fan.
I think they're going to throw at him.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There's not a doubt in my mind. Do you listen to the Will Fleming is the broadcaster. I mean, it's as if Rafi did this to him.
Want
to
talk? Here. Will Fleming. Here.
Come on.
On Rafi Devers just taking ground balls at first.
It was an enormous middle finger to everybody with the Red Sox. It was. There's no other way to see that. And, again, this notion of I'll do whatever they want, but they didn't ask me nicely enough in Boston. that to me is absolutely outrageous.
I kind of feel him on that. Like, but again, when you get toxic relationships, the pettiness comes out. You get extremely petty, and it's very difficult to not go back into that little brother, big brother mentality of knowing how to push each other's buttons. It's very difficult not to go into that mode, and clearly Rafael Devers wanted to go into that mode, and you know what? He's here, and what you're going to do with, as soon as you see your ex, right? You're going to go up to your current significant other, and what are you going to do with him? You're going to make out with him right in front of him, right? And that's what he's going to try to do this weekend with a home run, a triple, whatever. Whatever the equivalent of that is this weekend, Joe, Rafi Devers is going to try to do that. And I guess for them, it was taking ground balls at first base. It was like making love right in front of your ex for them, and they were just disgusted with him. I'm just laughing at the absurdity of all this.
I love how angry Boston is. This is so much fun. Finally. I mean, and you know, John Damon alluded to it. There's not one individual who has ever left Boston on a high note.
Ever. He didn't. He said it was very difficult to leave them.
No one. And you know why? Because Boston is so insular and they're so insecure. How would you not want to be here where we're the smartest, the greatest, and the best?
Is there any like beloved Red Sox and Yankee? There's probably an obvious one I can't think of right now that played for both that's equally loved. But he's not equally loved by the Red Sox.
What do you mean? What?
Red Sox fans don't love Babe Ruth.
Well, I mean, he had like 100 wins.
I think they more regret his departure.
Yeah,
than
exactly.
Like, yeah, but they don't view him as like
Wade Boggs is not necessarily beloved by the Yankees.
Roger
Clemens is a good one, okay. Actually. But Roger was hated for a long time for joining the Yankees.
I mean, the fact you have to go back to Babe Ruth to find a beloved Red Sox and Yankee kind of there.
I think
you go.
Roger's like a good litmus test for that because he was really good there, right? Like he was sensational. He was there.
You're talking about with Boston?
Yes.
Yeah, but he lost in the playoffs some big games.
I know. Dave Stewart against him.
Yeah, you know, and then he left and went to Toronto. Like, there's the Roger thing is very complicated.
Okay. Fair enough.
And I think they despised Wade Boggs until they won their championships that he had joined the Yankees.
Do you know what's not complicated? It's this segment that we have called This or That. It's actually really simple. And we make it simple so the fans can join us in these conversations because we want to hear from the fans during This or That, and we do it every single day, and it could be sports-related, it could be non-sports related. And we go to the crack staff in the back, the brain trust that is the producer studio, Sam Lubman, what is today's This or That?
Yeah, we got a little help from the boss on this one today, too, so the three of us cook some up. So we got two pretty big games today. Giants fighting off a sweep against the Guardians, and of course the Valkyries hosting the Indiana Fever and Caitlin Clark, so if I offered you behind-the-plate tickets for today's Giants game or courtside for tonight's Valkyries game, which would you take? Behind-the-plate for the Giants, Logan Webb on the hill against the Guardians, Jose Ramirez and all them, or courtside at the Valkyries game to see Caitlin Clark.
Allowed to do an amendment to this?
It's this or that.
No, can I make it tomorrow's Red Sox-Giants game instead? It's way sexier of a matchup. I'm sorry. It just is.
All right, so you're taking Caitlin Clark?
I'm taking Caitlin Clark. Okay. I think
we're going to keep it to today's.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. I'm big boss. It's probably mad.
Joe's going to jump you up can't, and high-five Sophie Cunningham.
That'd be nice.
It's an interesting. I don't know. Let's
break up a fight between Kate Martin
sit
and
sit next
Martin.
To. I'm going to go Draymond Green and try to grab it. Oh, my God. Speaking of which, who do you think the most famous person is going to be courtside today? Is Steph going to be there courtside? Can I sit next to Stephen Curry?
This is like five this or that. I think there's only one.
Okay. So this or that, would you rather have courtside?
I want Rafi Devers courtside after he hits the game-winning home run, high-fiving Caitlin Clark tonight.
God. And pods.
No, Valkyries. You don't have high-fiving Caitlin Clark.
I didn't say she won. I just want to see him high-fiving her.
This or that, courtside, Valkyries, Indiana Fever, tonight, Caitlin Clark.
I wonder what people are thinking.
Or are you behind home plate today? For Logan Webb on the bump.
You're Marlin man, basically.
There you go. And it's brought to you by Frontier Ford. Frontier Ford is bringing the heat this summer with employee pricing for all. You pay what Ford employees pay through July 7th. F-150s, Broncos, Explorers, Escapes, Mavericks, even the Mustang Mach-E. So get to Stevens Creek Boulevard in Santa Clara or 24/7 at frontierford.com.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team
feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Because Laughing Monk is exclusive to us here in the Bay Area. Because they got Scotts Valley. They got Sunnyvale. They got right here in San Francisco. And that's where you should be checking out all your food and watching games and doing whatever. Get the brewskis there, Joe. They got it all. What's wrong? What are you shaking
your
head? You're struggling over there.
Because
what?
I'm getting nonstop like calls from spams, and I have it on Do Not Disturb. Just give me a second, because this is really annoying me.
It's really important. Yeah, the Joe's spam wrist calls. I will give him a second.
It's a butcher's beef here.
It is. By the way, coming up tonight, as we've been alluding to, it's part of our This or That. I'm going to give the question out again, give out the phone number. Coming up tonight, 7 o'clock, Valkyrie's taking on Caitlin Clark in the Indiana Fever. Hear the game right here on 95.7 The Game and the Valkyrie's channel on the Odyssey app. Just download the app and search Valkyries. You can also watch the game on KPIX Channel 5. Pre-game starts at 6:30. It's this. It's that. Do we have the open? Are we going to hit the open? Let's do it, Carter. When you got the chance, this or that.
Light up the phone lines.
Oh, heck yeah.
Call 957-9570 right now. Because it's time for This or That.
This or you can get with that. You can get with this or you can get with
this. That and this and it's like that and like this and like that. It's like.
All right, there it is. You heard it. This or that. The question of the day. Would you rather go courtside tonight? You can only pick one of them. It's this or that. Courtside to tonight's game between the Fever and Valkyries to watch some Caitlin Clark, or home plate for today's Giants-Guardians game with Logan Webb on the bump, Joe. Which one are you taking? 888-957-9570. You can call or text. Remember, this segment is about you, the people. We want to hear from you. 888-957-9570. Which one are you taking?
I mean, it's like there's very few people that you have to make a pilgrimage to go see. Tiger Woods is one of them. I had to go see him in the U.S. Open. Yeah. Saw him twice.
Tiger Woods, y'all.
Had to see him live.
Steph Curry.
Yeah, I mean, that goes without saying.
Well,
you know?
No, but we have to say it. This is a radio station, so Tiger Woods, Stephen Curry. Joe, we're the home of the Warriors.
I know, but if we were in another market.
You can't say Stephen Curry enough, okay? So I'm saying it. Stephen Curry must watch.
Caitlin is one of them.
Okay.
Yeah, so I would go with Caitlin. As much as I love the Guardian history, going back to when they were the Spiders, I would say that you're not missing much if you're watching, you know, ancient Carlos Santana, unless it's a perfect game. Because if it's a perfect game, then we got something different.
Right.
But I'm going with Caitlin Clark.
Okay, 888-957-9570. I think I'm also leaning Caitlin Clark as well. And I'm a sucker for the celebrities too, and the gravitas and like the whole pomp and circumstance of everything. Kind of like the Rafael Devers press conference the other day, just everyone there. I think it's going to be similar to tonight's game. Like everyone in the Bay, that's anyone, is going to be. I think E-40 is going to show up to the game tonight, courtside. I think the King himself.
Caitlin.
The Bonte Hill is going to be courtside for this, right? Well, the King? The King's not going to miss
Bonte
this.
Might bump Kevin Dana out of the booth and start calling the game. Goodness.
Oh, baby?
I mean.
He's going to hit an oh, baby courtside?
It's me, courtside, with baby Chez.
Honestly, George Kittle's probably a lock for this one, too.
Oh, of course, Iowa.
Unless he's in Nashville. I don't know.
Training?
You guys got to remember, it is also the summer, right? So we don't know who's in town.
Steph Curry? Is he going to be showing up with Aisha, maybe?
I don't know.
Steve Kerr? We'll see. Durant?
Here's what I would say to you. Oh. I want to know more than any. You're talking about all these. Who's sitting next to Lacob? If I'm Lacob, the person I'm inviting to this game is Rafael Devers. That's who I'm inviting.
You think Rafael Devers is locked in on Caitlin Clark and the Indiana Fever?
It doesn't matter. It's just the full court press of the venture capitalist. I want
to
see it.
So after a 4-hour game, he's going to like, all right, come on over here to
why not?
Chase Center. Because he just got here. He probably wants to rest and relax and get ready mentally for the Red Sox revenge game tomorrow,
I'm
Joe.
Assuming that he's staying somewhere near the ballpark in a nice, beautiful suite somewhere. I don't know where, but I'm assuming the Giants have him set up pretty nice. And we're talking about, like, walking over, hanging out. He looks like he likes to eat a little. And, you know, have a little food at Chase Center and enjoy some action. I think he'll be there.
It's this or that, 888-957-9570.
Also, have you been to a game yet?
No, I have not yet.
I haven't either. Have you been to a game yet? Valkyries? No. Okay. How about Sam? I think this matters.
No.
I have not gone yet.
It's literally like we're the flagship. It's very hard to get tickets. I've been asking. I want to go.
My mom's going.
Your mom's going.
And she had heard from her friend who has season tickets for both Valkyries and Warriors that the crowds are very different. And I go, what do you mean by that? She's like, I don't know. That's just what she said. So I go, okay, well, tonight I want you to, you know, because my mom's going to be at the game, report back why it's different. So this is what her friend said.
I'm going tonight.
Well, I want my mom to report back, and I'll allow my mom to report back.
I'll have a different opinion. 888-957-9570.
Next to Lacob tonight.
This or that. Courtside tickets to tonight's game between the Valkyries and Fever to watch Caitlin Clark, or a pair of home plate tickets to see Logan Webb and the Giants take on the Guardians. Which one are you taking? Call or text 888-957-9570. I want to go to the phone lines.
Oh, yeah,
we have
full phone lines. I want to give the WNBA credit.
Yeah.
The partnerships that they've made, for whatever reason, because I'm a sports fanatic, I have YouTube, and on YouTube TV, it just pops up. And now you can do multi-view, multiple WNBA games. So when the Valkyries were playing and the Fever were on at the same time the other day, I was multi-viewing. My son loves watching basketball on television. Like, loves it. You don't understand.
No, it's the sport you want to take him to a game to.
He loves
it. Because it's fast-paced.
Well, he can follow the ball.
Well, that's the thing. The baseball's very difficult. He's not going to pay attention. Yeah. He's going to want to walk around. Football's too slow. Basketball is for the short attention span of kids. It's back and forth.
We might go to the Giants game today, so that's we're thinking about it. But that's my point. Is I think they've done a great job using their broadcast partners to be able to jump to the front of the algorithm. I've watched more WNBA in the last month than my whole life combined.
There you go. Durant is in Union City. Wants to join the conversation. Durant,
what's up, Durant?
Are you going to the Valkyries game courtside, or are you going to the Giants game behind home plate? You can only pick one.
Hey, Spadoni, Chasky, what's up, fellas?
What's up, dog?
What's up, buddy?
I'm going courtside. Caitlin Clark, Valkyries, give me a bucket of popcorn, a nice steak sandwich, Dad's old-fashioned medium root beer. Yeah, Valkyries. Caitlin Clark, I'm absolutely going courtside.
I do love a good root beer.
Wait, do they serve steak sandwiches courtside at Chase Center?
I don't know. That would be a Bonte Hill King question.
Yeah, we got to ask him tomorrow when Bonte Hill joins us in studio, as he does each and every Friday at 9 o'clock, courtesy of River Islands. 888-957-9570. We're playing this or that. We could only offer you one pair to either of these games. You have to just pick one, though. You going courtside to see Caitlin Clark tonight, take on the Valkyries, or you going behind home plate to watch Logan Webb against the Cleveland Guardians.
What if it was Friday night against the Sox?
I think I'm taking the Sox.
Why?
Because I want to see Rafael Devers go deep in his first at-bat against that team. Or get him, watch him get hit. I want dugouts to, like, clear tomorrow. It's going to happen at some point this weekend.
Just put Craig Breslow on the mound and let him throw at Devers.
And I want to hear the competing calls between Will Fleming and Dave Fleming and how they sound. And let's break it down.
Oh, I want to hear those two home run calls on Friday.
Right? And how they sound. Philmo Mike wants to join the conversation. So Mike, Philmo, which game are you going to if I gave you the choice? Good morning.
What's up, Spadoni? What's up, Shasky?
What's up, dog?
If I had the choice, I'm going to see Kalen Chin. Shout out to Kalen Chin, my boy Justin and Jason Quintal. They got some jersey. They cut Kalen Chin, but you feel me? They brought her back, so I'm going to see Kalen Clark and Kalen Chin. So shout out to my people, man.
Nice.
Real talk. And Spadoni, we don't gotta mention Curry, man. Get off Curry, man.
Whoa, Spadoni. You talking that Laker talk, man. Hey,
come on, man. I got to get off. Hey, Spadoni, you part of the roast, right? Well, guess what? I got a roast ass. Hey, stop talking. Nobody care about. We know we got to see Curry, Bynes. Who else? Ricky Henderson, Jerry Rice. Come on, bro. The slant. Come on, bud, but you can't be giving them little Laker takes, bro. I know what you be doing.
No. Philmo. He's 38 years old, Steph. He's going on 38. He still must watch. That's what I'm saying, okay? Enjoy it while it's here. Ricky Henderson, God love the guy. He's passed away. He's gone. Jerry Rice isn't getting on the field anymore. He's gone. Enjoy Steph right now. He's still box office at this age. And yeah, I'm going to keep saying it because you know what? You guys all take him for granted. You do. The Philmo.
We take
the Joe
Shaskies.
You guys all take him for granted.
Is Philmo still there?
I don't know. He's gone. He's gone.
Taking Steph for granted. That's a
he didn't want
statement.
The smoke, huh?
You guys are taking him for granted. You are. I'm calling you out on it. I'm not. I'm still saying. Let's see. You guys just, you know, you guys take him for granted. It's fine.
I think that's a bold statement there.
It is a bold statement.
Philmo Mike is just hilarious.
I do love Philmo.
I love when he comes at anyone. He comes at me. He comes at you.
He comes at everyone.
Comes at Guru.
Evan, doesn't
Stiney.
Matter. Caitlin, he comes at, hell, comes at Sam Lemon.
Hey. I'm Ludwig. I'm going to be at Freeman's and Pikes this Saturday with Mark Grandy.
It's all Tommy.
He sounds just
that
like me, actually.
One of my favorite drops
I actually thought
in the
that,
history of the station.
I thought that was Sam
I swear
talking.
To God.
It's playing a cut of me. It's playing off as Philmo.
You know what it reminds me of? Like when Dave Chappelle used to do the white guy voice and he'd be
Chuck
all,
Taylor.
Oh,
that was
God.
His name. Chuck
it's
Taylor.
So
yeah.
Good. Give it to me one more time.
Right here. I got it.
Hey, I'm Ludwig. I'm going to be at Freeman's and Pikes this Saturday with Mark Grandy.
It's the Freeman's Appliances.
He does the Chuck Taylor from the racial draft
hey.
And Dave Chappelle. Don't hustle me, Darnell. Yeah, I'm the ultimate. There you go.
Oh, my God. I love him so much.
So we got two for Caitlin Clark. It's Valkyrie's
I'll say this about Philmo Mike. He makes a great anti-hero, doesn't he?
He's just a hero. Why anti?
Well, because he's counterculture. He has to be.
What do you mean he's counterculture? He's Bay Area now, man.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. But, like, no, he's not mainstream. Like, he's independent, like a Bay Area artist should be.
But he's got those podcasts. He's doing his thing.
Oh, he marches to his own beat, dude.
Dude, I love me.
And I love Philmo Mike.
He's got a new business venture he's doing, too. I follow him on social. Philmo's the best. And he was shouting out Caitlin Chen, obviously, of Princeton, of UConn, who got drafted by the Valkyries, got cut, as he mentioned, and now brought back. So they're all rooting for Caitlin Chen. So there you go. Let's root for Caitlin Chen. And we're not rooting for Caitlin Clark tonight, Joe. We're not doing that. Like, I feel like this energy, There's a lot of people
saying,
why
can't we root for the show? Just the show overall.
That's fine. Are you rooting for the show that is LeBron James when he comes up?
No, that's different.
No, you got to have that energy. All right? Caitlin's, see, this is the opposition here, people.
This is the come up. I mean, what are we talking about? This is one of the phenoms of the sport. Like, you just want to see excellence.
Great. Mike Trout was a phenom, and I still want to beat him.
Yeah, and when I watched him hit three home runs in whatever three games against the Giants, I was like, yeah, this is why you tune in.
I mean, Shohei Ohtani, if he comes up to pitch at Oracle Park this year, I mean, this is just, you got to just go watch it. I mean, you just got to appreciate the greatness.
That 9 ERA that he has.
There you go.
Speaking of LeBron, I mean, I know we're still doing this or that, but, like, we got to play that sound at some point.
Which sound?
The sound about him, about ring culture, and now, like, he's crying and whining because he's not going to get to six. That, I don't know why it's all about rings. What are you talking about, dude? You created ring culture.
You just want to play the sound.
Just play the sound. I'm going to go off.
This is on the podcast with Steve Nash. I'll get the exact name here in a second. But here's LeBron James, the latest on ring culture.
I don't know why it's discussed so much in our sport. And why it's the A-all, be-all of everything. Like, okay, you weren't a great player if you never won a championship. Yeah. It's like, or if you won one, then you can't be in the same conversation with this person. It's like,
but that's a great point, because what you're saying is, like, no matter what you have, you need more. No matter what.
Right.
No matter what. Like, it never ends.
Yeah. Right? I don't know, man. It's just like, you sit here and you tell me, Allen Iverson and Charles Barkley and Steve Nash, it wasn't unbelievable. Like, oh, they can't be talked about or discussed with these guys because this guy won one ring or won two rings or won. Like, it's just weird to me. It's like saying Peyton Manning can't be in the same room with Brady or Mahomes because he only has one ring. They don't never discuss that in any sport.
Right.
Or telling me that Dan Marino is not the greatest slinger of all time. Or he can't be in the room with those guys because he didn't win a championship. Mm-hmm. They don't discuss those things.
So that's from Mind the Game. And, we have to do a quick correction for LeBron on his behalf. Two rings for Peyton Manning. He has two. He did win one.
And Peyton is not in the room with Tom Brady. No. Like, what is he? LeBron, this is the problem with LeBron. The more he talks, the less I think that he even thinks out what he's saying. And this is where podcast-itis is a thing. LeBron, you created ring culture. You left Cleveland to join Miami. Why?
Because you felt pressure from society to go do that.
Okay.
From the media.
Okay.
Media that was covering him since he was 16 years old.
And who said that he won the most special ring of them all? Who said that?
Probably him.
He did.
Yeah.
Who said that the bubble ring was the hardest ring of them all?
Steve Kerr said that too. Head coach of the Golden State Warriors. Just letting you know.
Dan Marino was a great player. Who is arguing that he's not great? We're talking about when you're measuring the greatest of all time. Yeah, rings are a factor. No one is saying, who ever has said in the last 20 years that Allen Iverson wasn't any good? Everybody thinks he's good. Like, who doesn't think he's good?
Well, he's talking about it in the sense that we never talk about him with the greatest of all time because he didn't win a ring. There are people that do that. They said, Charles Barkley, yeah.
When you are measuring the greatest of all time in that sport where there's only five guys on the court, yeah, rings are going to be a part of the pie when we're breaking down.
I guess that's
what makes the ingredients of the greatest ever.
That's his problem, though.
What's his problem?
Why is
that he didn't win enough?
Well, why is it in that sport he's looked at different?
He's literally the definition of chasing and going from spot to spot, absorbing every resource, trading every future asset to win a ring right now. Now in real time, and then leaving them high and dry. No other player in sports history has taken over a franchise and bounced around more and traded more assets and played with more Hall of Famers outside of those 60 Celtics than LeBron.
And
another player in another sport.
Well, that's what makes him so special. He won three finals MVPs with three different locations.
Everyone thinks he's great. Yeah. He's not the GOAT. That's okay. And when we're separating the GOATs, rings are a factor. You know who we just celebrated losing a year ago, yesterday? Was Willie Mays. Mm. You know what no one brought up with Willie Mays? The fact he only won one ring.
Yeah.
You know why? Because we recognize greatness. Well, it's the same thing with Allen Iverson. We know Allen Iverson's great.
LeBron literally said that, Joe. He says, why do we talk about Barry Bonds differently?
Because he did it. He discussed rings at every turn.
We don't do that in baseball when it comes to rings. Mike Trout could be a top 10 player of all time and never win a ring. It's how we discuss the sports is what LeBron's talking about. we talk about the sports different. Like, why is it in basketball if someone is
because there's only five guys on the floor?
So that's why. Then that's what
that's why.
The
I don't think his acumen on other sports is accurate. Number one and number two, that is how this sport is judged. Yes, and he is a big part, as well as the media around him, is a big part of why it's discussed that way.
The fact that he went to 10 straight finals in and of itself
was incredible,
but we don't give him the credit for that. We talk about him losing the finals.
LeBron, I don't ever want to hear about LeBron not getting credit. He has built an entire media entity around supporting his every move. Joe, come on.
Why are you so angry about it?
Because LeBron is annoying.
You're the one that brought up the sound, first and foremost.
Because we're all sick of hearing him twist himself in a pretzel to justify whatever his opinion is at that moment.
I think he was just sticking up for all the people in ring culture in general. Like, just because Steph has won fewer than Magic, does that make him, you know, in the grand scheme of things, oh, well, he never got to Magic's level, so I guess he's not better than Magic because he didn't win, he had one fewer ring. That's what I'm getting at here. Like, I think that's absurd. Should absolutely be. If someone wants to say
that is not where LeBron's going with this conversation.
No, but
LeBron is going with this conversation. LeBron is sitting here on the couch going, I'm never going to get to the six that I thought I was going to get to. All right. Did Joe Shasky jump on stage and say, not five, not six, not seven? That was LeBron.
He did.
Well, that was LeBron.
Not six, not seven.
That was him.
Yeah.
Okay. He's the one who set these parameters up, unfortunately. Look, nobody listens to Kendrick Perkins and Skip Bayless. I know LeBron does. LeBron does.
I listened to him in high school. I think Sam did. I think Carter did.
I think there are people out there who listen to him.
And then what happened? You grew up and you had a little perspective.
Yeah, but
I think there's a lot of people out there who have not grown up.
Their impact on how we talk about sports now shifted everything. To where what LeBron's saying
that's
is
at
true.
The kiddie table.
No,
if you're going to come to the adult table of sports
you're asking
talk,
the
you're
question.
Not going, well, Kendrick Perkins said, if you are, I immediately stop listening.
That's fine you say that. It's literally they're all their highest rated shows, and that's why they talk about it all the time, because people are watching it on ESPN, on Get Up, on First Take. Okay. That is what they do still.
Okay.
That is what they talk about.
If you're going to discuss sports at a higher level than that, and you want to be at the adult table, you're not bringing up the Kendrick Perkins point of view. You're just not.
I think
you're just not.
I do think there's a difference between what Skip and Stephen A. were able to do and what they were able to talk about and how it shifted the sports landscape and how we discuss it than what Kendrick Perkins is doing right now. I do think the pre and post game analysis of Kendrick Perkins is wildly different than what Skip Bayless and Stephen A. Smith for all those years for First Take, what they were doing, what they were discussing. It turned into rings, 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 rings. And I do think that is when we talk about and compare players, it becomes a little flawed.
When we are talking about the greatest of all time at the quarterback position and in the NBA, rings are a part of the ingredients of how you are broken down of who is the greatest of all time. We're not talking about good players.
But we pick
We're not
and
talking
choose.
About just great players. We're talking about the greatest of all time.
But we pick and choose. There are people.
What do you mean we pick and choose?
There are people here on our airwaves saying, and maybe even us, if Mahomes won three straight, people were saying he's already better than Brady because Brady never did that. That was a conversation during Super Bowl week, and he wasn't even going to touch Brady when it came to the amount of rings he's had, but people were legitimately making that argument. And we were here for
it. Who's not in the argument? Who's not in the argument? Dan Marino, right? Like, and Dan Marino was great. Dan Marino was great.
Joe Montana last year said Dan Marino's the greatest quarterback he's ever seen.
Yeah, and Joe Montana says a lot of wild things that I don't
agree
with.
You don't think he's more qualified to say that than you are?
No, actually I don't, because Joe is actually got a very, no, on certain things when it comes to the history of the game, there are some big holes in Joe's repertoire. He's got some haterade, all right? All right?
I mean, is it haterade to say that Dan Marino, like, and
Dan Marino's
you
great.
Still ask some
Who
of the...
thinks Dan Marino wasn't great? We're talking about the greatest of all time, though.
People that...
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Grow up now, say, look at Dan Marino and say, never won a ring, and I don't think he's great. That's what people are saying.
And again, and you know what I'd say to you, Joe? That's a kiddie table conversation.
That's what LeBron's talking about.
This is an adult table conversation.
But that's what LeBron's literally talking about.
If you are coming to the adult table to discuss sports and you go, Marino, he stinks. Well, I mean, come on. That you're doing. I should not even acknowledge how ridiculous your opinion is.
We have to acknowledge it because, unfortunately, that's how people discuss sports now. I'm not saying you do, Joe.
I refuse to engage that way.
That's good. I'm glad. Big Smooth in Oakland wants
to talk about
it.
Look, we've got to have perspective. We've got to have respect for the OGs. This is why I get mad at not just you, but everybody of the young guys who refuse to have perspective. The thing I saw last night is the greatest thing I've ever seen. No, come on. Take a deep breath. It's like for example, your Mike Trout opinions. Mike Trout's better than Willie Mays, and I'm not ripping you here. And Mickey Mantle.
I never
and
said
this
he
guy.
Was better
I know,
than
but him. When I see people say it, it's like, all right, Mike Trout is amazing.
I think I said he was in the conversation with those guys.
Those guys played for 20 years. He did it for 8. Okay. He did it for 8. All I'm saying is, can we get to like year 15, like where Steph is now, where we're having these conversations? Allow the legacies to play out a little. Before we start saying who's the greatest of all time, we gotta allow that. Like, let's get to the adult table. Those are kiddie table. That's teenager talk. We're adults.
I do think it's laughable that I've been watching a guy since I've been in fourth grade in LeBron James. Fourth grade. I'm 32. I've been watching LeBron since
I've been in
fourth grade.
He's amazing.
Yeah, he's amazing. And then you say, yeah, but. He'll never be Jordan. Guy went to 10 straight finals. Guy's playing.
Jordan was first team defense 10 years in a row. Led the league in scoring 10 years in a row. I'd be like, look, Jordan, you're not going to knock me off on this one.
That's
LeBron
fine.
Is amazing.
That's fine. He could be in the conversation. He could be in the conversation. I think that's what LeBron's getting at.
No one's saying he can't.
You're kind of all right now.
You need to watch, Jordan! I don't want to hear it! I don't want to hear it! You didn't watch him! You didn't watch him. This is like me trying to argue about Jack Nicklaus with my dad when it comes to Tiger Woods. Like, I had to step back and go, there's some things I don't know. There's some things I don't know. It's okay. And that's where it's incumbent on me to do the research and watch.
I'm going to push back on that a little bit, Shasky. I know that we were all, like, in kindergarten or whatever when Michael Jordan was wrapping up his career. But, like, it is not that hard to go back and see what he's done in the past.
I mean, the pandemic,
and actually educate ourselves and learn about how great Michael Jordan was, and then take what we learned from that experience and apply it to this conversation.
You guys are making it out like I'm saying that LeBron sucks. And that's not this again. We're at the adult table. Okay. Will Chamberlain should be in this conversation. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar should be in this conversation. We never put him in the conversation. Ever.
No.
Ever.
Nope.
All right? Bill Russell should be in this conversation. Is he ever in it? No. You know what it comes down to? It's Jordan. It's Kobe. It's Duncan. It's LeBron. It's whatever I just watched in the last 30 years with zero perspective of what happened before cable television. And it drives me insane. You know who we never discuss when we talk about the GOATs when it comes to football? We never bring up Terry Bradshaw winning four, right? Ever.
Yeah,
ever.
Because we all know he wasn't the main reason.
He was a great player.
He was.
He was a great player.
So was Steel Curtain.
All I'm saying is I'm tired of having kiddie table conversations regarding sports where we just disregard prior eras. It honestly, it blows my top off.
Big Smooth in Oakland wants to join in the conversation. Big Smoothie, how do we feel about LeBron's comments on ring culture?
I think there's a couple of things we're talking about here because I'm now, mind you, LeBron is very savvy. He knows what's going on
Thank
everywhere.
You.
And he says, LeBron is already setting up. He knows his end is coming near. So LeBron did that. But I happen to agree with LeBron, even though I never agree with LeBron. So here's what I'm saying. So, okay, he's not going to catch Jordan in that. So he's like, hey, why are we making this all about rings? And the question, and to me, I'm like, why are we making it all about rings? Because, for example, Barry Lamar Bonds does not have a ring.
Agreed.
If you use that against him as being the greatest, you are an idiot. Because steroids, to me, I watched that Pirates team. Barry was going to the Hall of Fame anyway. And I don't even want to get into that because it's hard to factor in steroids. Whatever. He was already a great one to me. But nonetheless. Now, listen, how come Bill Russell, if it's all about rings, how come nobody brings
Thank
Bill
you.
Russell's not even on Mount Rushmore?
Thank
he
you.
Has more rings than anybody.
Thank you.
But what I'm saying is LeBron is also disingenuous because he's hedging the fact that he's not going to catch Jordan.
Exactly.
In terms of, and I'm gonna tell you what burns LeBron's butt is the fact that he never won one Defensive Player of the Year. He knows it. Trust me. Because I heard him lament that one year when he thought he should have won it.
I think he
should have. He should have. He probably should have. He probably should have, though.
You know what else he laments? You know what else he laments over? He's never had a flu game. You guys don't think that means anything to LeBron? He's never had a flu game. He's never won Defensive Player of the Year.
I hadn't thought of that.
He's chasing Jordan. We get it. But he is right at the same time. It shouldn't be about this. You guys created this ring thing. Let me tell you why. Because who was it that said Stephen Curry needed to win a Finals MVP? It wasn't the common fan. It was the media. That was baloney. He did not need to win it, but I bet he felt like he did because on airwaves like today, that's what people were talking about. Well, he's never won. He can't be considered. And we got this Mount Rushmore. This thing would mess us up, too. Blow up Mount Rushmore,
I'm
man.
With
we can
you
appreciate
there.
This
I'm with you.
And it's way more than four.
But Big Smooth,
gonna,
but Big Smooth, will you meet me here? Will you meet me here? Anybody, like... It's a seminal moment in his career, but if
Thank
you needed sure. Steph Curry to do that, for you to finally acknowledge that he was good, this is the difference between the kiddie table and the adult table, right? And this sort of, like Dirk Nowitzki is a great example. One of the crowning achievements of his career was winning that title, okay? It was the cherry on the top.
It was the crowning moment in his career.
Okay?
Yes.
Anybody who thought he sucked or wasn't good, like, what are we talking about? What are we really talking about? Like Peyton Manning, he's got the two rings. The final one, he was like the 14th best player on the Denver Broncos. Doesn't take anything away. Peyton's one of the greatest players the game's ever seen. But when we're discussing who are the GOATs, part of that is his playoff shortcomings. And we do break that down in that sport at that position. Rings and what you do in the playoffs when the chips are stacked against you and you have to have moments. And that's why Montana is still referenced to this day in that category, because of what he did in the 81 championship game, because of what he did in 84 against Dan Marino, dismantling him and looking like the better quarterback.
Sure.
What he did in 1988 in the two-minute drive against the Cincinnati Bengals. What he did to go into Soldier Stadium and smash one of the all-time great defenses to go through Lawrence Taylor.
But using that same thing, and he's talking about in the broad spectrum of sports, like, who's got a better career overall? Is it Madison Bumgarner or is it Clayton Kershaw?
I mean, like,
it's Clayton Kershaw.
Clayton Kershaw,
a pitcher. But we don't talk about it like that sometimes because Bumgarner won multiple World Series 2014. He did it when it mattered most, quote unquote. But the totality of what Clayton did in the regular season.
I don't think that's a straw man argument, especially now that he's got multiple rings.
But it's kind of what it is, though.
I don't.
He's got multiple rings now, but people don't look at him like that. Like, there are the way we discuss it, and I understand what you're saying, the kiddie table and the adult conversation. I do think that's why LeBron's talking about it.
We're talking about Stephen A. We're talking about one person who has changed your pregames for the NBA, and we all reject him. Everyone rejects him. He got algorithmed to death last week because he was playing solitaire during the finals. Why are we allowing But Joe, why are we aren't we smart enough to be able to not allow one dumb talker on television to ruin how we discuss sports?
You just said something right there, and unfortunately I've been asking that myself that like the last decade. Are we smart enough?
No.
No, we're not. We're smart enough for Fast Five though.
It's time for the Xfinity Fast Five. Your last chance to get in on the morning roast. Brought to you by Xfinity. Supercharge your home with supersonic Wi-Fi. Unbeatable internet. Okay. Only from Xfinity.
40 years old, he's still giving us all this content.
I'm going to ask you guys around the room. When was the last time any of your friends texted you with, did you see what Stephen A. Smith said about XYZ sports? When was the last time? I don't think it's happened in the last decade.
Well, it's guru like sending it.
But see, I never, don't ever send me that crap. Any of your
friends, not coworkers.
Diehard sports fans that are your friends.
Friend?
Not one. Because we have adult table sports conversations.
I do think, though, Stephen A. Smith and Skip had serious credibility back in the day. Like, just saying it. People loved that show.
At the height of LeBron.
See, you guys were all so young. We saw them as characters.
Nah.
They've kind of transformed how we talk about sports.
Yeah, I disagree with that.
You guys are all, how old are you?
32.
Okay, how old are you?
32.
How old are you, Sam?
32.
Exactly. I got 10
well, no,
years
that's not well, yeah, no, what?
What is that?
Oh, it's so why we're 10 years younger, so we don't have the ability to pick it apart because we're not smart enough to understand their characters?
No.
No, don't use the age against us.
I am going to because.
No, don't use the age against us. We're capable of thinking better than that. That's the weak argument, Joe. Come on.
When First Take was getting its ball bearings, you guys were teenagers. That was your formative years
My
of sports.
My brother, who is the same age as you, Sam Spadoni, was literally watching it religiously every single
day. Well, then I would say your brother needs to get some better habits.
Everyone was doing it. It was appointment television, the Tebow mania stuff.
Joe, at 23, I was smart enough to understand that they were just characters playing a game.
Yes.
Like, come on.
Yeah.
Give us more credit than that.
Hey, Sam, I'm giving you credit. How about that, buddy? Hey, what's your final thought, Sam?
My final thought, I actually have a bit of a PSA I want to give out to everybody. So I was doing my vehicle registration renewal yesterday through DMV, and out of nowhere, I realized I was on a scam website, which looked just like the DMV website. And I didn't realize.
Yeah, real quick, there's an app that you can download for California DMV. You can use all that stuff, and it's official. Do that going forward.
Oh, that's a good point. But no, I didn't realize it because I'm starting to go to pay for it, and there's like $70 worth of fees, which is not how registration rules are supposed to go. That's kind of what tipped me off. But the website looked very similar to the DMV website. When you Google www.dmv.ca.gov, it's the first thing that pops up on Google. But you look at the URL, it actually says carregistration.com, which, no, I don't want that. So I was able to catch it in time, luckily. So everyone out there, if you're doing your vehicle registrations, double check that you're on the correct website and not this scam website, because this one was a very realistic-looking DMV website.
That's his one thing on this Juneteenth. Joe, what's your final thought?
What does Stephen A. Smith think? Because that's going to influence my final thought. What did he say today, guys?
Who cares?
That's exactly my setting for the last 15 years.
Are the Thunder going to win tonight, you think?
I don't care.
I do think we agree on you. Like, the last 15 years, I don't really care what he has to say. But back then, people did care.
When you were 11 and 12 and 13 years old.
No, when we were in college.
We were in college, like 20, 21.
I was 20.
Yeah.
Like,
you were sipping Kool-Aid from Stephen A. Smith at 20-something years old?
We weren't sipping Kool-Aid, just we looked at him as a more legitimate media figure than he is right now.
You remember when Mark Cuban clapped back in the NBA Finals with the Heat and the Thunder, and he clapped at, like, at Skip Bayless and all them? Like, that was the formative years and the conversation around ring talk and all of it. Like,
Same time of you guys watching that, I was watching two credible journalists in Will Bond and Kornheiser. That's what those guys were.
When's the last time anyone said, "Hey, did you see what Wilbon said?"
No, I agree with you.
There was a point, though, Joe.
They also didn't discuss sports the way Stephen A. does.
Well, back then, though, I will say I do think Stephen A., when he talked about the sport of basketball in like 2011, 12, there was still credibility there. There was. I do think he's lost a lot the last 5 or 6 years, but during that era, for sure, there was some still credibility when it came to the sport of basketball. Football, I don't know, but basketball talk, for sure. That was Fast Five, brought to you by Xfinity, at home or on the go. You get the fastest internet to all your devices. Steiny and his co-host for today are next. Hey, it's Evan Giddings, brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. Maybe they'll talk about rings.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/home run. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.